Do you like conspiracies?
Only for their entertainment value?
Well, you've come to the right place.
Here, we talk about the four-letter word, conspiracy.
And we also make jokes about them.
Welcome to What the Conspiracy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WT Conspiracy, also known as What the Conspiracy, with your co-host, P-Swad, that's me, and...
It's Sleepy Weasel, but we go through this every time. You're the host, I get to be the co-host.
You know what I mean? I am color commentary. You're like the main guy.
No, the research guy can't be the main guy. That's not the way it works. You know what I mean? The guy with the personality is the main guy.
Oh, so what the hell am I doing on this podcast then? Like, with the personality.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's all you.
So, welcome to WT Conspiracy. We are Peaswad and Sleepy. Mm-hmm. We are back to reality. I don't even know what the hell I'm saying now. So, for those that didn't know, we are WT Conspiracy. WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. It's just at WT Conspiracy, all one word. And then if you'd like to send us an email and not add us to a spam list like somebody did, WTConspiracy at gmail.com. And also we do a video format of this where you can see my ugly mug and this beautiful gray-bearded man over here, Sleepy.
There's a little bit in there, a little bit. I just quite going back to the email. How is the old email account doing? Is there anything in there? Any activity? Did we get added to a spam? You said we got added to a spam list, so that's exciting. You know,
you know, it is funny. It's a couple of spam lists.
Good.
One is my fault.
Okay.
So I'll tell that real quick, and then we can get into our next stuff. The one spam list, I don't know where the hell we got added to that on from. Like, it's just we're there, you know. So whatever.
Sweet.
Somebody did that somehow. Blah blah blah. But the other thing is, my kids' school had a thing where it's like, oh, if you give us the email addresses of family members, and we were like, we don't want to burden our family members. And I was like, well, I have a couple of email addresses that are like, you know, whatever, stuff that I don't actually check ever. Two of them were our email addresses. So there are many things in there for congrats on leveling up to the next level or whatever the hell it is for my kids' school. So we're helping out my kids' school.
That's what we're here for, the kids, you know.
By
that's
adding
really all
our
we're here
stuff
for
to their spam list. Yeah. Yes, we're here for the kids.
Yeah.
Listen to these conspiracy theories, kids, and don't do any of them or believe them, pretty much.
Right.
So are you ready for this exciting country shout out?
Yeah, give it to me. What do we got?
So we have new is Mexico, United Arab Emirates, so UAE.
Okay.
Singapore and Colombia.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's new. No, I don't remember seeing the South America ones on there before, so that's cool.
Right? Yeah, it's super exciting. I'm just drinking some
tea. Oh, yeah. Yeah, same.
The returning countries are United States, UK, Canada, Trinidad and Tobago,
crazy.
Denmark,
nice.
Australia, Germany, and the Netherlands.
Okay, cool.
Yep. Yeah, go ahead. Give them your best Australian accent. I dare you.
You call that a knife? This is a knife. I don't think that sounded right. I think it's maybe kind of right. I don't know. And I'm sorry. That's the only reference I have.
Oh my god,
good,
that was so good.
Good eye, mate. Is that better? I think that's better. I don't know. I apologize.
Did you say good eye, mate?
Yeah. I mean,
not good.
I don't.
Good
I'm sorry. I don't
good
know.
Eye.
If you guys have heard like the in past episodes, me trying to do any type of accent or Chewbacca sounds, it usually doesn't go well.
Yeah.
It's not really my forte. So.
But I'm okay with it, so it's
yeah,
cool,
it's fine. You know.
It's for the comedy, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, and then I have one more thing before we get to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that we made it into the top 10 in the history category in Trinidad and Tobago.
Did we really?
In the history section? In the history section. Yep, top 10 in Trinidad and Tobago in the history category.
I hope not.
Which is just hilarious that...
Are they...
that? Do they only have like three people who listen to podcasts in the country?
It's gotta be.
That's like the only explanation.
There's like two dudes.
Yeah. And one was like, I was listening to these idiots for a little bit, and we made it into the top 10 of a list somehow.
That's awesome. Well, at least we're on a list. I love being on lists, by the way. So at least we're on that list. You know what I mean?
Yeah, big fan. Being on lists. Some lists, not so much.
Yeah, not those lists.
There are certain lists that I will never be a part of. You know?
I want to be on the history list for Trinidad and Tobago, whatever you said.
And we did it, Mama. We made it.
Well, maybe we'll be in the history section for Australia next. You know, that'd be good.
I mean, that's like our life goal is to be in the top 10 in Australia's history category for podcasting.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we've ever wanted. It's why we did this. It's why we started.
And then once we do that one time, podcast over. Immediately.
Yeah. Yep,
we're done. So, all right, enough with this chit-chat, even though that's what a podcast is. It's time for our weekly catch-up on video game shows and life stuff.
Okay.
What have you done in the past week, Sleepy?
Well, a week might be a little... I don't know if you realize this, Bees, but it has been... it's been a year and a half since we've done this. If you didn't know, I don't know how good you are with calendars and dates and such, but it's been a little
while.
It's been a little while. So, so I could go back through the entire year and a half, or I could just skim through some of it if you want.
I would love to hear every single point. Like, I woke up on December 21st, 2022, and in a cold sweat.
Okay. So Christmas,
Let's just skim it.
Okay, so 2023, what did I do? I played a lot of video. I didn't do anything. I played video games, and I worked. And, yeah, that's all I did. So
the whole year, that's it?
Okay. Yeah, I did quit playing Battlefield 5 at the beginning of 2024. So I uninstalled that game.
Yep.
So that got kind of old and repetitive. So I quit playing that. Now I'm just playing a lot of Sea of Thieves. A lot of Diablo.
Oh, yeah.
You could come be a pirate too. Doing that. And then college football came out, the College Football 25. So me and Pease, you've been playing that a whole bunch too. So we've all been playing that.
We had a season with just the two of us where I am the Area 51 tech aliens. And you are?
The Nassau State Scallywags.
Boom. And then we went through and renamed our starting players at a minimum the names of you did pirates and I did like famous aliens, so like Goku and Superman and whatever. So it's pretty funny to be like, come on, Goku, get that interception or something. So and then he's over there yelling Jolly Rogers or whatever.
My quarterback for my team for 2 years was Long John Silvers. So, you know, so it's because I started running out of real pirates to use. So I just started using fake ones. Unless like restaurants, you know what I mean? Like whatever, it's fine.
LJS, baby. Mm-hmm. So what else you got? Anything else?
I'm trying to think. We had another Sleepy Palooza at the beginning of this year. That's important.
We did.
So Peaswad came down. And in addition to Peaswad came down, our buddy Salzy came down. Mighty. Oh, yeah. Doublestroke. Dub. Killer Mock. And...
what's the deal with Mock, though?
Yeah, it was... here's the thing. Like, they got... the people on the 13th got my wife involved. So, like, I thought it was just going to be, like, Peaswad and one other person. And it ended up being, like, five people. Because... and I definitely didn't know Mock was coming. Because literally there was a knock on the front door. And I went to answer it. And I saw the person. And I was like, that person's too short to be Mighty. And then he started talking. And it took me a second. And I was like, holy shit. I was like, that's Mock. You know what I mean? It was a complete surprise. Like, I had no idea he was going to be there. So it was super cool.
For a man that hates surprises, you were so happy about that surprise.
Well, that's a good surprise. I'm not a big surprise guy, but that was a good one. Yeah, so then everyone hung out. We played video games for like a week and just kind of hung out. And yeah, everyone left. So that was Sleepy Palooza for this year. You know, we had it at my house. So we'll see what happens with it next year. You know, so we're closer to that happening now than the previous one occurring, probably.
Yes, I think so.
You know?
So, yeah, that's good. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's all I really got. Besides that, you know, my kids are all growing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all that type of stuff. They're all in high school and middle school and junior high and all that fun stuff. I got like four new pairs of Hello Kitty pajama pants this year from my wife. That we got to throw that in there. That's important. Yeah, I think that's it. So, what have you been doing for the last year and a half?
Well, let me tell you. We got a after Hogan passed away, we got a new dog named Twyla. She just turned 2 years old. I think I'd mentioned that, but she's like adult sized dog now, and she's the sweetest dog who's ever lived. Damn near, I swear.
Right.
Super sweet, lovely, lovely dog. And we moved from Dover, Delaware to like east of St. Louis in Illinois to our next base. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
I do like it here a lot more because it's very much like home to me. It looks a lot like home here.
Right. You're from that region anyways. Right.
Yeah, from the Midwest, you know, so whatever. And then after we got here, bad stuff happened. My wife ended up being diagnosed with breast cancer, stage two, I believe. And that's one of the main reasons we have not been recording.
That is correct.
Me moving and then my wife having cancer. She's already been through chemotherapy. All of her cancer has shrunk and or has like ninja vanished, disappeared, which is exactly what she wanted to happen. She had a double mastectomy and they removed all of the places that there was cancer out of there as well, for sure. And she's in the process now of recovering. She's going to be doing immunotherapy for a little while, and then she also is going to have to start radiation here soon. But she's doing great, and a bunch of people who were in the stream helped out by going. I had her make an Amazon wish list for when she was going through chemotherapy, and so many people gave her stuff, and it was just unbelievable, man. So for those that didn't hear it, thank you. It was a big deal to us. So. But she's doing really good. So everything's getting back to normal, and that's why we're back.
We're back, baby. We're back.
We're back, baby. Perfect. I just burped a lot. Okay, so you guys are here to listen to stuff about conspiracies, right?
I think that's why they're here. Maybe.
I can't hear them answer the question. So they could have said no. If you said no, then turn it off now.
Or stay. Or you could just stay anyways. You already made it far.
Just, you could lunch. Yeah.
Just stay anyways.
However many minutes in, you know, like 10, 15 minutes in or whatever. So we were supposed to do, get more comfortable here, urban legends by state. But instead today, we're going to do Where Have They Been? I don't think that you've read any of these yet, right, Sleepy?
I haven't seen any of them.
I've looked at a couple of words on just like being able to save it to my computer, you know? So this is new to the both of us. This is
premise here? Yeah, give us the premise on what we're doing.
We got some stuff in from some listeners, and they gave us ideas of where we've been. And why we haven't been recording, other than the truth, you know?
Yeah, yeah, just kind of, why do they think that we're not here? So it's like a fun little idea of like, where do you think we've been? So what kind of crazy idea would cause
it's
us
like
to not...
It's a conspiracy theory of where we've been, right?
And what are we going to do with these? Are we going to try to disprove them, or are we just going to kind of try to support
them? I think we just
talk
about them.
Just talk about them? Okay, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we'll talk about them.
It's the first episode
could or
back.
Couldn't. Well, they could or couldn't be real, you know,
okay.
I guess.
Yeah, it's the first episode back, so whatever. You know what I mean? We can just jump around from here to there.
Here it is. Here's the first one.
Okay.
Something along the lines of being in an FBI detention center with jumper cables attached to and to you the whole time should suffice. That's the first one.
For a year and a half?
So, oh, yeah.
For a whole year and a half? Was, good God.
I didn't lose any weight being in that attention center. Like, that's crazy. They fed us so well.
I don't have any weight to really lose. So, like, if I were to lose any weight, we would, I would be nothing. So, I'm still here. So, I'm assuming that one can be decided as a conspiracy because I'm not dead.
Yeah.
You know?
I too am alive from what I've been told.
Do you have any reason? I don't leave my house that often. So, like, the odds of me running into an FBI situation are pretty low.
You see, if you're friends with me on Xbox, you see how often I'm on Xbox, and it's a good amount of time.
Right.
I'm just thankful that they allowed us to play Xbox while we were in that FBI detention center with the jumper cables attached to us the whole time.
That's very true. They were very polite about it. And, you know, mm-hmm. You did a great job staying quiet the entire time. So, I didn't even tell the entire time. So, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Catherine,
what's next?
Acting a fool. Okay, so kills two birds with one stone because you have an excuse. Oh, never mind. That's not a next thing. Okay, cool. That was that one. There was a whole paragraph to go with it. Okay, so WT Conspiracy stopped recording because their names were leased on the Epstein list.
Oof.
Oh,
well,
God.
Well, that's terrifying.
I can tell you confidently that, first off, we don't have anywhere near enough money to be a friend of Jeffrey Epstein.
That's true. And also,
we're not disgusting perverts.
I think that that's the answer to that one is going to be a no. yeah, I think it's just a no. I don't feel like I have to defend myself on that one. So
no, not at all. That's an easy no right there.
Right.
Let's see. Sleepy Weasel and Peaswad stumbled upon a government secret during their last recording of WT Conspiracy. Their discussions inadvertently got too close to the truth, promoting the authorities to shut down the WT Conspiracy and silence them to prevent further leaks.
Now, that's an interesting one because our last episode was on MK Ultra. So that was all based upon the government experiments, this and that, on like using like LSD and all this other stuff. So yeah. Peaswald, what if I'm still there and like this is just like this isn't real? What if like that did happen? You know what I mean? It's like you see that little meme that says, you know, that I post every once in a while that says, "Hey, you've been in a coma for 30 years. We're trying a new method to try to reach you. We hope you see this. Please wake up." Maybe that's what this is. And, like, this right here is, like, they're putting it in there. You're not even real. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. You and birds. I'm pretty sure.
How do I prove? I've been to your house.
It was
multiple times.
I was apparently, like, subdued. You know what I mean?
Listen, Truman Show.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You remember that seeing that as a kid?
Yeah, it was trippy.
I remember seeing
that
as
a kid.
Then I left.
Because then it made you immediately go, like, oh, God. What if? You know, like,
yeah.
What if?
I still don't think the moon's real, but that's fine.
He's lying. He does.
Okay, I do think the moon's real.
That is actually a really good point, though, that they had, you know, about the whole government found out we got too close to the truth because we were just telling the truth in that one.
True, because they could have just, they technically could have just taken us and then put, because really, outside of them seeing us all seeing each other for, what, 4 days? Mm-hmm. We've all just been, like, on voice. I mean, there's got to be people out there that sound like you and me that play, they could get to play video games in our place.
And play with our style of play, though?
Well, I mean, it would make sense because I quit playing Battlefield 5. Maybe my double hated playing Battlefield 5.
Oh, my. Oh.
Maybe he didn't like that game. You know what I mean? So.
What about streaming? Peaswad is streaming. I said Peaswad. I was streaming. What about
that's
that?
That's true. You know,
let's say you on that one.
AI is pretty advanced these days.
I'm telling you, man. I did see a video on YouTube recently where there is an AI app. Have you seen that? Where it's a live, like in-person AI app.
I haven't seen that.
And just as long as you don't have too many like shadows go across your face or something like that. Or too many lights, You can turn your face into anybody.
That's terrifying.
And it's super.
You know what I mean? AI is terrifying. Trippy. Like it's like super scary.
Yeah. It definitely can be.
Like top 10 threats to like mankind.
We'll see. It's coming up soon. We'll see.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have at least one, if not two, maybe three. I think it's three more.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one message, but it's like kind of in paragraphs, but then this paragraph with this one and this one. It's, I don't know, whatever, man.
Okay, can I guess who submitted that one? Does it have a name?
Yeah. Yeah, it does have a name.
Jesus. Is that Tweak?
No.
Okay, no, that sounds not like a very Tweak thing to do. It's just like paragraph.
So, here we go. Sometimes creative differences or personal conflicts arise between hosts. Sleepy Weasel and Peaswad might have had a falling out due to disagreements on content, direction, or personal matters, leading to the abrupt end of the podcast.
You know what? That could have happened. I hate to tell you this, Peas, but this year and a half, I am actually top 10 in history on my podcast in Australia. So, wouldn't that be something?
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. I went solo. Okay.
Yeah, cool. What's your podcast about then, Solo Man?
I don't know. What do they do in Australia?
What? You think they want to hear about Australian history in Australia? They want to hear about other stuff. And we're not even doing history. I don't know how we got on that list. Like, but okay.
Are you serious? Moon landing, Finland. Think about the history that goes into like the Finland episode. That was one of my favorite episodes, by the way.
Yeah, it was interesting. Go back and check it out if you haven't already.
Yeah, you should. That was one of the better ones. Like, that was one I really, really liked doing.
Sleepy and I don't hate each other. Like he said, I've been to his house recently.
Just hanging out. Probably talk every day.
You know what I mean? And, yeah. So, I mean, I think that we're okay there. We don't have differences on almost anything that I'm aware of.
Pretty much almost every opinion as far as like socially, politically.
We've talked about like, social and political problems and
sports,
stuff. And
everything. Sports pretty much all the same.
Yeah, sports is you like a bad NFL team and I don't. So that's
okay. Calm down.
Calm down.
Sam Darnold is going to be the heart and soul of that team this year. I'm telling you. Just you wait.
Okay. He's going to be the heart and soul, but who's the body? They don't have one.
Yeah, they do. They got Justin Jefferson.
Okay, all right.
Well, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Sam Darnold does have two arms, so that's a good thing.
There's a Vikings podcast I watch, and they always call, like some of the hosts call themselves Darnold Defenders, is what they call themselves. So I'm going to be, and plus I have very low expectations for the season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they could win 8 games, I would be thrilled. But but we'll see. And the Eagles are going to go. And the Eagles are going to go 0-16.
Well, good thing that's been recorded. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to come back on this one and be like,
after they
get one win,
week one.
Probably. Week one, I'm going to make a little cut of it and be like, remember when you said this? Suck it.
Yeah. Makes sense.
We have two more. Are you ready for two more?
Sure.
Sleepy Weasel and Peaswad stumbled upon information that made them a target for powerful and unknown adversaries. Fearing for their safety, they have decided to abruptly end their podcast to protect themselves from potential harm. Why did I turn into like the next on Dragon Ball Z guy?
That's exactly who you sounded like.
What? What's wrong with me? Hopefully people have understood what I said.
Well, did you make any massive enemies over the last year and a half?
Oh, so many.
I don't know if I made very many. I don't think I made really any.
No, I don't think so either. Not that I'm aware of.
I've kind of been hanging out of my house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because towards the end, before we stopped recording, I had, you know, that year I had broken my ankle. So I was kind of rehabbing still from that and doing physical therapy towards the end. And then I didn't really do a ton last year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing of note, you know. My wife finished nursing school, so that was important. You know,
congrats
this year.
To her.
You know, she did all that stuff, so that was a big change for us.
You are a nurse.
She is a nurse, and she works nights, so I'm having to spend a lot of time with these teenagers who I don't think like me very much, but that's fine. Because who wants to hang out with their old freaking dad? You know what I mean?
Nobody
wants to
do very, that. Very old. So very, old. Can't very, believe how old you are.
I'm a very young 38 still. You know what I mean?
I don't think so. You are not a very young anything. You are the oldest young man I know.
Yeah, with my Diablo notes in my notebook because I don't like
he literally
staring.
Prints out like full notes and writes on them like in stuff.
For the builds. Yeah, it's just easy. My brain works better that way instead of scrolling on a laptop constantly. So, but I don't. I'm trying. Did I make any enemies? Did I make any enemies?
Papalopoulos. He's probably.
I don't think I have.
Yours.
I don't
remember
Papalopoulos. You think so?
Yeah, Papalopoulosfish. Yeah, he's probably one of your enemies. That was one of the guys you played against on Xbox a couple times.
That's true. That's true. What about Timothy Spiderfeet? Do you think he's an enemy?
Who is Timothy Spiderfeet again? So
everybody
else can know?
He was the guy in Dune. Muad'Dib.
There were so many people in Dune.
Muad'Dib. Paul Atreides. Muad'Dib.
Yes. Timothy Tinkletoes, would you say?
Spiderfeet.
Timothy Spiderfeet.
Spiderfeet.
Shambalama. It's one of those names we don't know how to say right, so we just say a different name every time, pretty much.
Yeah. It's kind of like Papa Lopadupolis.
Papa Shambalopolo.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Okay. Did you make any enemies at all? Like, how many did you make?
Actually, oddly enough, made a friend, a couple of them.
Oh, that's good. You know?
Like, real life people.
The
like,
exact opposite.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird, man. I don't like doing things in real life, but here I am.
Hanging out with people. Talking.
Yep. Doing things and stuff. Oh, yeah. I didn't say. I also had a job.
You did for a little bit, didn't you?
Like, for 2 months.
Yeah.
Yep. I had a job for 2 months, and then it was like, I was like, I really need to stop. I needed to like be put on some like leave to get away because I'm getting ready to move halfway across the United States, you know, like a 19-hour drive. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, well, we can give you off 2 days in conjunction with your other 2 days. And I'm like, it's going to take me that long to drive there.
Yeah.
Let alone find, like, get into my lodging or whatever, you know, and getting all set up. And then hopefully the internet's good enough to work. And it's like, I'm just going to have to stop, man. Sorry.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
Jobs come and jobs go, you know.
Yep. Exactly. Let's see. Yeah, I didn't make any friends or enemies. I didn't make any enemies that I'm aware of, so I think we're good on that.
Did you create any supervillains? Did you like accidentally step on someone's glasses like at a gas station and you walked away and they're just standing there clenching their fist?
I did accidentally hit the button to start a gamma ray particle displacement. Hopefully that doesn't lead to anything giant and green.
When I went to Florida on vacation this year, I closed the elevator on so many people. Where at the place I was staying, because I don't want all these groups of people walking in, so I'd just get in and immediately start tapping the close button as fast as I could.
You mean every enemy?
Maybe. You know, possibly. But. So, what do you got? So you got any more?
Last one.
Last one?
Yeah, I got one more.
What do you got?
Oh my God, I'm yawning. There it is. I have to yawn every single time. Yawn and burp every time. It'll happen.
That's the way it goes.
The National Audubon Society heard Sleepy's take that birds aren't real, so they decided to kill him.
Well, do I have some news for them? I'm resilient, one.
Yeah.
And
they tried to murder him so many times, and he's still here, damn it.
And apparently a survivor, because they're the worst assassins ever, because I didn't even notice over the last year and a half. So, you know.
They suck again.
I mean, technically they could be trying, but they might just, like I said, they might just not be good at it, you know. That's very,
technically
that's a very real possibility as well. So. I don't know.
All right.
But nothing on you on that one? Like, you weren't attacked by the bird people?
No.
Just me?
No. They literally just said Sleepy's take. Because apparently you said something. What did you say?
I say a lot of things. I have to go back and listen to it.
Excuse me. There's the burp. Sorry. Fudge, man. I said it. I got to
get a load of this guy.
There it is. What is wrong with me? Okay. God bless. Well,
well, it is the evening and we're adults. So,
yeah, I turned 39 this year in January.
And so old. God.
I'm so old. And in a couple of weeks, Sleepy will turn 39. So, haha, sucker.
That is true. We're coming up on it pretty soon.
So I can tell him, hey, respect your elders, okay?
Well, you're always older than me. Just remember that.
But I am always older than you, but you always act triple my age somehow.
I don't know how I do it. I mean, I know I do, but I am who I am.
It's so amazing. It's so amazing. Because it'd be like, how do you fix that? How do you do this? You press this button and this button. He turns into like a 97-year-old man somehow.
That's my voice, too. Because that's exactly how it works. See how good this guy is at impressions? You know what I mean?
Yeah, sign me up. I'm do some voice acting. I'm sleeping lazy. Oh, God.
Wow.
IPA.
That's what I sound like. That's fantastic.
You think it's pretty good, right?
Yeah, super exciting.
I've been practicing. I've also can do the voice of your wife, too.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I want to hear it.
I'm so angry.
That sounds like her. But the problem is you didn't duck down because, you know what I mean?
You're too tall.
You're too tall.
I'm so angry.
There you go. That's better.
Hopefully there's like 3D sound and they can hear me at the bottom of the microphone there. It'd be really awesome if they could, but whatever.
Picture this. Peaswad way below a microphone. There. See, they got the idea of it.
Yeah, it's like closed captioning, but for
the opposite of closed captioning.
He's describing it. So, yeah, those are the ones we got other than that I can tell. Do you believe it?
That I was murdered by bird people?
Any of it. All of it.
Oh, I'm going to say maybe the bird one is ongoing because, like I said, they could be trying to kill me and they're just bad at it.
Yeah.
I could have created dozens of supervillains at the condo I stayed at when I was in Florida. So yeah. I could have made many, many enemies. I can't 100% say I wasn't part of the MK continuing, probably MK Ultra experiments because God knows if I'm in the Matrix right now or not. I don't know. And I definitely wasn't hooked up to jumper cables for a year and a half. So that one I will say is probably not true.
Well, good. Okay.
Isn't it good to be back though? Isn't it good to be back doing this? You know, it feels so good. You know what I mean?
It feels good
to be back doing it. And you know, with things the way they've calmed down, hopefully we can just get back to it, be consistent like we were, and get more of these out and just you know, just see how it goes. You know, just roll with it. Just because you've got some of the stuff up. How many more of the states do we have to do? Do you know? Like, how far do we make it through that?
That's going to be number 18, the next episode we do, which Sleepy and I both stated we're going to record on Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
That's our plan. That's what we're trying to do right now. So next Tuesday, hopefully, I'm going to try to edit it and get it out by Friday. That's the plan, Stan. Urban Legends by State 5. I can tell you, and that since I have a new computer, hopefully I have everything I need from that stuff. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. Oh, my God.
We have 26 more to go. We're not even halfway.
No, we've done 26.
Oh, we're barely halfway.
Jesus. I didn't realize there were that many states, man. I mean, I knew there's 50. I'm just saying, like, it's just, they just keep coming, man.
Why do they keep adding? When did they add all these? Like, when did this happen?
Then it used to be 10, what, 13? 13 little colonies, then what happened?
The next, I don't know. We'll see how maybe we can knock out the next one. Maybe we can you know, get 6-7 off of that list, depending on on which ones.
Yeah,
but we'll get it. We'll get that done.
But the next episode we're gonna do, it will be next week, like we said. And this episode is short today, and we're okay with that because our next episode we plan on doing just like regular 1 hour.
Yeah, this is more like a goofy like welcome back, hello.
Yeah,
reintroduction. You know,
we were not taken by aliens allegedly. We were not taken by the FBI and or CIA allegedly. We did not conquer a nation in Europe and were king for 36 days or anything like that. Anything to say on that? We didn't do that.
No. No, they didn't. What did we do? What? I didn't hear you.
What?
I don't know.
Didn't hear me?
Yeah, I didn't hear you for a second. I kind of zoned out for a second.
So we did that, right?
We did what?
You see yes or no?
Yes. What did we do?
I have ADD so bad, man. I couldn't tell you what I just said. I said so many things. Something about us taking over a country in Europe.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to go back and watch this. I guess I'm going to be the first viewer on the episode because I don't know what the heck I said. What you said, I mean.
That's hilarious. So, yeah, we did that. We did that. Mm-hmm. And then, let's see. What were we talking about just a second ago? God, I'm losing it.
I don't know.
All right, cool. This is great. But yeah, next time we'll be back. Urban Legends by State, Part 5.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually going to do it again. Like I said before, we are at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. WTConspiracy@gmail.com. And our videos are up on YouTube, so go check them out.
Yes, they are. So.
And from here, we go with our outro tagline, which we haven't said in how long. And I say, if we didn't do a good job this time,
I don't remember it. I know. Maybe we will next time.
You did remember it.
Is that it?
You sack of turds. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's like next time. It's like muscle memory at this point, even a year and a half later.
Yeah, man. Dude. So. All right. Thanks again, everybody. We're sorry for the not being here. We promise to not go away for a year and a half again.
Be a good idea.
God. Okay. We'll see you next week and bye. Are you going to say goodbye?
Oh, bye.
What are you doing, man?
I'm leaving.
See you guys later.
Peace.